Hello?
Yes, Ms. Lori, my name is Tiona with Emergency Roadside Assistance for Mercury. I'll
Yes.
be finding you a tow provider. I need to know the damages. Mercury didn't provide it.
Oh, okay. So the damage is to the front of the car. It's pretty smashed in, you know, at least to the radiator, maybe further. It's hard to tell.
All right. And are your vehicle tires fine on it?
They seem fine. You know, we drove it from the intersection to a dance studio. The officer said we could leave it there overnight until it's towed.
Okay, so you want it done tomorrow?
Yeah, I think that's fine. It's there tonight, and we pulled way kind of to the back of the lot, and it should be fine there until it can be towed.
All right. Second here. And this is a good phone number to reach you at on tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to need that address of where you took it now. Give me a moment here. Let me get to that screen.
Okay, and I'm going to put it on speakerphone so I can look up the specific address.
Okay. Go ahead.
One. When I look it up on Google Maps, it doesn't give me an address, but I do have the intersection, and you know I can tell you what it's
What's
called.
What's the name of it? Go ahead. Yeah.
So, yeah. K and R Dance. So like the letter K and the letter R Dance.
In Fort Worth.
Yes, the zip is 76148.
Okay.
And it's like a dirt parking lot, and so we just parked kind of way at the back of the dirt parking lot.
Okay. And go ahead with those cross streets. Let me put that in there as well.
Yeah, sure. It's Highway 377, which is also called Denton Highway. And the cross street is Kroger Road. Or Kroger Drive, maybe. One of two.
All righty. I got everything needed for you, and then we'll give you a call on tomorrow. Is there a specific time you would like us to call you before we dispatch?
I don't necessarily need a call before you dispatch. I mean, you can, but I will, you know, I'll be at work, and I may or may not be able to answer my phone, so don't hesitate to go get it. At that, like, once it's towed, what happens after that? I mean, maybe you don't know, but...
Once we tow it, we normally take it to the shop that it's supposed to be going to. That's on the ticket.
Sure.
And then after that, I don't think we're supposed to do anything else, I presume.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they sent me, you know, some claim information. I'm sure it's in there and someone's going to call me tomorrow. I just didn't know if you knew any more details, but that's fine.
Okay. All right. Now, will someone have your keys or...
Well, so I currently have the keys. Will they need the keys tomorrow?
At least to get it on the truck, yeah. But we try to find someone who can assist without the keys. But the shop is probably going to want the keys.
Okay.
So they can move it into there.
Okay. Sure. I'm just trying to think, like, if I hadn't said to do this tomorrow, would they try to dispatch tonight, or would they definitely do it tomorrow no matter what?
We'll try our best to find someone tonight. Most providers give 90 minutes or less. It just depends on them when we call.
Okay. We can just wait till tomorrow. If if I need to bring the keys up there, then it may need to be tomorrow, you know, afternoon, because that's when I would be available.
Okay, that's fine. What time?
Let me, sorry, I'm thinking for a second.
Go ahead. Parker, what time do you need to go?
Okay. You know, like tomorrow around 6 o'clock would be good.
Okay. I'll put it in for you.
Okay. And then they'll give me a call?
Yes, ma'am. Before that time.
Okay.
All righty. So I will get this in for you, and then you'll receive that call on tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good rest of your night. Please be safe.
Thank you. Okay.